Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's time for another AFC showdown on Thursday night. The Patriots and the Jets will face off on Thanksgiving. And while the Pats are 7-3, is there enough strength from the receivers to keep the Jets secondary at bay? Well, in this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, we take a look at Wes Welker as he prepares to go up against a very tough cornerback in Antonio Cromartie. When it comes to describing Antonio Cromartie, Tom Brady said it best.
He's everything you look for in a corner. He's big, fast, he's strong, he's got, you know, very good quickness for a guy his size. He makes you pay when you make a bad throw.
Cromartie knows the game well. He has 25 tackles so far this season and a career-high 3 interceptions returned for a touchdown. He has excellent speed and, as Coach Belichick described him, rare size and the ability to sneak around receivers easily. And he can deceive the quarterback into overthrowing the receivers. But the good news is that this isn't the first time the Patriots have faced off against the Jets. They're quite a familiar foe.
He's a hard guy to throw over on the perimeter. He runs fast. He makes up ground. It's been a number of plays where receivers get behind him, but he's able to run him down, still get his hands on the ball, intercept it, or break it up, or whatever. He's a hard guy to throw over for the quarterbacks.
It's that point in the season where everyone is feeling a little bit banged up. Wes Welker had limited participation this week in practice, and the Patriots have made some roster shifts at wide receiver. But Welker reigns as the Patriots' premier receiver. He needs 2 more games with 10 or more catches to become the NFL's all-time leader. And last year, he set a new franchise record when he surpassed 1,000 receiving yards. And at the rate he's moving now, Welker is right on target for another 1,000-plus season. But before he can focus on any of those accomplishments, the task at hand is taking care of business in the Meadowlands.
I mean, they played really well against St. Louis. If you watch that game, they're a physical team. They got to the quarterback. They forced some negative plays for them and really did some good things. And so they got some momentum coming off that game. And we just got to make sure that we keep our momentum going.
And even though this game is always highly anticipated because of the rivalry, it's a big game for the Pats and a chance for them to separate themselves in the division. But it's an even bigger game for the Jets, who are 4-6 but coming off a big win.
They're all big in the NFL, especially as you get closer to Thanksgiving and this one's actually on Thanksgiving. They're all big, and you got to make sure you're going out and playing the way you need to and playing well.
The last time these two teams faced off this season, the Pats narrowly clinched the victory at home, and going on the road with such a quick turnaround certainly won't be easy. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.